we're going to roll right into a conversation with Sean Monahan, the Flames forward, joins us now on the program to react to the decision today. Sean, appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much. First of all, just your reaction to the news today and how it kind of caught you.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of caught me off guard. I just got in my car this morning and kind of just popped up on my phone. So, I mean, it was a bit of a surprise there. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you look at it and it's a business decision. I mean, it it comes down to, I mean, in this business, is results and it's winning. So, I mean, you can't put the blame on Bob for how our season went and stuff like that. I mean, it's everybody that's involved. So, I mean, when things don't happen, there's going to be changes, and it's tough to see him go. I mean, I came into the league as an 18-year-old, and he's been my coach all 3 years. So, I mean, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he's helped me a lot, and it's tough to see him go. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business decision, and when you're not winning and getting the results, it's time for a change.
And you talked about it. He's the only NHL coach you've ever known, Sean. Just from a personal standpoint, how strange or difficult is this particular decision?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's not my decision, and it's more of an organization thing. When you're not winning, you know there's going to be changes, and obviously the last couple of years we've seen a lot of players go in and be traded or not come back and stuff like that. So it's that's what happens when you don't get results, and it's obviously my only coach I've had in the NHL. So I mean, at the end of the day, I still give him a lot of credit, and I couldn't thank him enough for everything that he's done for me.
How would you describe your relationship with Bob?
It's good. I mean, he's I basically kind of came into the league as a kid, and I mean, now I'm growing up and I'm maturing a lot. So I think he's kind of helped me through that a lot. And I think we have a good relationship, and we talk quite a bit. So it's obviously I'm going to talk to him here probably in the next couple hours and give him a call. But I mean, we have a good relationship, and him being my only coach, it's going to be different situation coming in the next year.
Calgary Flames forward Sean Monahan with us here on Hockey Central at noon. Eric?
Sean, this might be a tough question to ask you, but when people ask you, you know, they'll say, I've heard that he was really tough to play for, or that he wasn't well-liked in the room because he was a bit of a taskmaster. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I think Bob's a passionate guy, and, I mean, he wants the best out of everybody. So if he's if he's hard on you, it's for a good reason. So, I mean, it's different people can take things like that different ways. But, I mean, he's passionate, and he wants the best for the team. And obviously, he's, like Brad said, he took the team as far as he could. And at the end of the day, it's time for a change. And we're looking for a fresh start coming into September.
I'm assuming that texts get flown around between you and your teammates when news like this hits, because it took a lot of people by surprise. What is the overwhelming response from your teammates? Is it just shock?
Yeah, it's more shock than anything. Obviously, it's no one knew anything like this was going on or happening. So, I mean, it's obviously we talk, and we have a tight group team. So, I mean, it caught us by surprise, and I think as a team now, it kind of gives us all a shake up. So, I mean, I think it's for the positive, and we got to find a way to come in next year in the trust of whoever our new coach is going to be, and find a way to succeed under him. And I think as a group, like I said, we're tight, and we're like a family. So it's going to be different coming in next year, but I think all the players know what to expect, I guess, from each other.
In conversation with Sean Monahan of the Flames after the team decides to relieve head coach Bob Hartley and associate coach Jacques Cloutier of their duties today. Under both guys, Sean, and you mentioned it, these are the guys that you have been with you throughout your entire NHL career. What about your growth and progression under Bob Hartley and this coaching staff, and how instrumental were they to that happening?
Yeah, it's been huge. I mean, obviously, like you said, he's been my only coach, him and Jocko. So it's been good. It's when you have the trust from your coach, and I think that's what I had with Bob. I mean, when I was playing 18 to 22 minutes a night, I mean, that's, as a hockey player, that's what you want. You want ice time. You want to be out there to be able to make a difference. And when I was playing for Bob, he gave me all the opportunity that he could have. And I mean, I couldn't thank him enough for that. So next year, everybody's got to come in and, I guess, earn that same kind of thing from whoever the new coach is, and we got to work.
Brad mentioned it, and you mentioned it here in this interview, Sean, about the foundation laid by Bob Hartley. How would you describe that foundation? How would you describe kind of the identity that was laid out by the coaching staff?
Yeah, I think with Bob, it's he's pretty straight-up guy. I mean, you work hard, and you show that you're going to compete and you want to win. That's when you're going to play, and that's when you're going to get the most out of a team. So I think, he pushed us, and I think he pushed us as far as we could go. And obviously, what happened, it's not just Bob's fault. I mean, it's a group of people, but at the end of the day, it's a decision, and it's something that sometimes you need change to change things up. And I think it's going to be a positive for our team.
Sean, I'm going to put you on the spot once again, but you're good at this. There's a theory going around out there that, of course, you and Johnny both need new contracts, and perhaps it was made clear in the exit meetings or throughout the season that maybe you guys weren't on the same page with the coach, or maybe you didn't feel the coach was on the same page as you guys, or that there was some sort of a rift, and as they look forward to signing you to a deal, that maybe you guys kind of made it clear you didn't necessarily feel like he was the coach for this team. Fair or unfair, that's what some people are saying, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's definitely unfair. I don't think that's true. I mean, when you come to the rink every day, and if you're playing a lot of minutes, there's honestly not much to complain about. You're in the NHL. It's an honor to play in the NHL, and I mean, it's definitely a privilege to play in Calgary. It's pretty special. So I mean, that's definitely unfair, and I mean, this has nothing to do with anything with our contracts.
While we're on the topic of contracts, how is that going? Has anything new happened? I know Brad's pretty busy with a lot of other things right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now. Obviously, he's got the World Championships, and obviously mm-hmm. now this, and I guess I don't think anybody knew this was going on, so this is an eye-opener, and now it's, I think, maybe something sooner than later might get done, but I mean, at the same time, like I said, Brad's working with Team Canada at the World Championships, and I think he's probably going to be focusing on that right now.
Just a few more with you, Sean. Sean Monahan's with us, Flames forward, after the team decides to go in a different direction with head coach Bob Hartley. I know you were asked this question 3 weeks ago on the final day where everybody went in their separate directions, but now that you've had a little bit more time to reflect on this season and the disappointing season it was, how do you look back on the step back taken and why this was such a frustrating year for your group?
I mean, I don't really have the answer why we took a step back, but I mean, it's definitely frustrating. It's obviously a long summer now, and obviously that's not what you want as an NHL player. So I mean, it stings to not get that taste of playoffs again. And I mean, whenever you turn the TVs on now, it's you're seeing playoffs all over and highlights and stuff like that. So I mean, it stings, and that's something that I hope everybody on the team, it sticks with them, I guess, throughout the summer. And now we're going to have a new coach coming in, so we have to come in energetic and find a way to rebound, and I guess find a way to get back in a playoff picture and be a strong competitive team game in, game out.
With this news today and knowing what you know of this group, and I know you were asked this a couple of weeks ago as well, but wanted to kind of get it once again with a little bit more time that's elapsed. How well positioned is this group to bounce back from a disappointing season and be back where you were next season?
I think we have a real good team. So I mean, deep down, I don't think this is where we should be. And obviously, that we definitely didn't have the start of the season that we'd like to. And I think we were just too inconsistent. I mean, if you fall back a couple points in this league, people are going to jump you. So it's. It's not an easy league to play, catch up in throughout the whole year. And when you're doing that, you're probably going to find yourself out of the playoffs. So I think next year we got to come in and I think we need a good start. I mean, once you get a good start, you start rolling, you get that confidence as a team, and that's when you start winning games. But I think at the end of the day, we have such a tight group team, and everybody wants to win. Guys lay it on the line game in, game out. So it's this is a team that I think is going to be a winning team, and that's why I want to be a part of this team for a long time.
Sean, appreciate the honesty and the candid comments today. I know a tough day for the organization, so thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.